Unleashing Your Inner Magician, class number 7.
Wow.
Lucky 7.
Lucky.
Absolutely. So let's start with the check-in and we'll get started on this potent class. It's got lots of things in store.
Yeah, I'm so excited because Archangel Michael gave me the coolest exercise under the sun. It's so easy and I've been doing it nonstop and it's fabulous.
Okay. It's going to be a surprise for me too.
Yeah, and it was so funny because my hubby was really resistant last night. I'm like, oh, let's do the exercise because I knew it would make him feel better instantly. It takes seconds and I wouldn't let up on him until he's like, oh. Right, I will. And then he does it, and he's smiling from ear to ear. He said, I feel really good. Thank God. Thought I wasn't going to put up with that all night.
No. That's funny. Okay, so what have you noticed this last week about being in your power?
Well, absolutely. The universe gave me all these opportunities to step into the limelight, which I had been kind of resisting. Mm-hmm. I've done a wedding and 2 baptisms, which naturally puts you way out in front of people.
Yeah.
And standing in my spiritual truth, my spiritual power, and starting to just totally reevaluate of, hey, these things were working before and they were good, but let's bring it up another notch. What else do you want to do with your life? I feel like it's the beginning of the class all over, like every day's a vacation, and what can I discover today? What can I discover in this minute? Oh, my God, let's try this, let's try that. And so it's a total reinvention again. I am really excited.
Sounds like it.
Fantastic.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
So who else is here, and how are you experiencing your power? Because, by the way, power can show up in so many different ways. You know, it can be that laser beam of energy that just cuts through stuff and you just feel grounded. Power could be, you know, sexual power. It could be, you know, for some people, laughing is very powerful and just mm-hmm. letting things roll off your back like a duck. That's incredibly powerful. Who else is here?
A little power laughing. I'm just realizing I've been having, you know, a case of what is itis.
Can we give you a shot for that?
Well, I'm already kind of moving on to hopefulness, so I'm like, you know what, we're kind of getting the vaccination out of that one, so.
Okay. So what has been powerful, though? I'm sure you've had at least moments of being in your power.
Yes, from this morning until now, just reaching for the next better thought. You know, I'm like, yeah, do I want to feel this blah? You know, what's going to feel better?
Yeah. Okay, good.
And I've kind of done it almost automatically. I'm kind of like, wow, it's kind of been happening without a whole lot of, okay, what's the next better thought? I'm kind of getting there just on my own without the conscious thought of it.
Mm. So pivoting is powerful, by the way. Pivoting meaning, for those of you who don't know what pivoting is, I love the what is itis. You know, it's looking at what is in this current moment when you don't like it or it doesn't feel good or you're judging your emotional state, knowing that you should be in a better feeling place, but you're not. And it is being able to say, okay, I acknowledge what is, but let me turn my attention anyways to something that feels better, even if it's a little bit better, because that is progress. And pivoting at any time is always powerful because you're literally changing the course of your entire day, of your entire life at that moment. If you've ever been in a bad relationship and you get rid of that person, you're like, whoo, that was one of the smartest moves I've ever made. Divorcing negative thoughts in the moment, it feels just as good and just as powerful. Because you do, you feel like you're in the grip of it. It is a disease. It spreads fast, too. That's why we don't like to be around negative people, because we're like, oh man, that person always complains. And I don't mean when you're in a bad mood, so don't all of you go getting paranoid about being around people when you're in a bad mood. But we all have met those people in life who are consistently in that negative place, and it just literally feels like when you get in their presence, we talked about space before, the space just feels like it's dripping with gunk. It just feels icky, like green slime on you. So pivoting is very powerful. Who else is here?
I had a very powerful experience this past week, last Thursday. My husband's building his company and his website, I mean his game and everything, but I've been very much energetically a part of it, and it's an element that we're both bringing in together, and, you know, to sell the company. And he had a board meeting last week, so I decided, he had his VCs, the venture capitalist guys, come out, and one of them has always been very negative and very, like, he's just sort of a panic monger. You know, he's just the kind that he just saw everything negative all the time. So while he was having the board meeting, I did a meditation, but I used what Gina had spoken before, where I had sort of my guides talking to guides, my husband. And then I said, also talk to these VCs, you know. Let's get them out of their own way so that this can flow through. Because my husband needed a large chunk of money from them again. And I said, so let's just move them out of their way and let this flow, you know. And I just imagined flow almost the entire time he was in the meeting. And he called me afterwards and he said, it was just so uncharacteristic of this one man that he was actually open and optimistic and excited. And not only did he get his money, but they're considering giving him even more. Yeah, so I was really happy. I was jumping up and down, and I was screaming, and I was like, oh, thank you, you know, because my husband went in with that intention in his mind, too, like the flow. So, yeah, that was wonderful.
Wow, that's like having a real live magic wand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait. Awesome. Who else?
And the question was, what did you notice about being in your power during the week?
This week was just unbelievable. Like, I could not have imagined a week like this. So I know I'm in my power for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Landmark Forum this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty phenomenal. I realized while I was in that course that I have not been coming from love.
Mm.
And so I was able to phone people and talk with people and then just come from love. And when I've been doing that now, everything changes. Everything changes and the possibilities. And now my magic wand is like, it's a love magic wand. I mean, it's insane. And one of the neatest things, I've been playing the prosperity game, so every day I get on, I spend my money, and I bought a car yesterday, and about a half an hour later, my husband phones, and he says, honey, are you home? Yeah, okay. So he pops in, he says, I got something for you. So he comes in, and he gives me an itinerary of a plane ticket. I'm like, yeah, we're going to Finland, because I've been wanting to go to Finland. Nope. Yeah, we're going to San Francisco. Nope. Look again. Yeah, we're going to Vancouver. What are we going to Vancouver for? Because in the other places, we have friends. So I look, and he says, look at the next page. So I look at the next page, and there's a picture of a beautiful Crossfire car, and it's like, yeah, that's a lovely convertible. And he's like, happy birthday.
Oh,
we're flying out there this weekend to get it. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, now I need to move this into, or I'd like to create this bizarre possibility with my business, with my, you know, having a child. And it's like, so this week has been phenomenal.
Oh, wow, lovely. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Well, and then just talking with my mom, I phoned my mom and I told her that, you know, I, from this one time when I was 15, and I just have not been letting you love me. And it was funny, when I phoned her, she was dancing. And it's like, okay, she's already greeting me as a different person.
Mm.
And then I said, you know, I have not let you love me. And she said, yeah, I realize, you know, all that happened and blah, blah, blah. And then I phoned my dad, and he said the same thing. You know, yeah, we knew, because I'd lost my cousin when I was 15. And I just changed all the love. And it's like right to not even having a baby with my husband.
Mm.
It's like, what a breakthrough. And then now having this to be able to create my future, it's just, I just see it in, the possibilities are endless.
Well, I'm so glad to be in this group, girls.
Well, I'll tell you something that's powerful, and it's, well, we're going to do a visualization on this today, an active visualization. What worked with your mom was telling your mom the truth.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Exactly. But it's so neat when you don't know yourself that you're not coming from that truth. You know,
right.
When you hear other people, like some of the other gals, I hear them talking about that they feel, they felt the love, and it's like, oh, I want to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like I got a little taste of it, and it is phenomenal.
Well, good job.
I have good coaches.
Indeed you do. So who else is
Hi,
here?
Hi, everyone. I've had a really, really synchronistic and powerful week. You know, my week started on my new amazing space June 1st, and the guy was out on Friday, so I had the whole weekend, so I thought I could be going early. I mean, I could literally talk to you for over an hour about every synchronicity. You can ask, because I did it to her yesterday.
That's very true.
But every single action, you know, I go to the market to get orchids, and I tell the guy I always buy the orchids from, oh, these are for my new home, and he gives me an extra big, beautiful orchid, and I mean, just like, and then, oh, I want to share this. I can't share it all, but this is really cool. The thing I wrote about my space, one of the things was that I want to draw people to this home that love to cook and who are excellent cooks and who want to cook. I'm almost getting in tears right now. Who want to cook amazing, yummy food for me and my friends. And I'm at the market with the orchid that the guy gave me. And I don't even see this guy. He's an amazing chef of one of my clients. He's their personal chef. And he's very kind. And he's actually asked me out one time before. And we went for lunch. And he's a nice guy, but, you know, no connection. But really nice. And I sometimes run into him at the market. Well, today I'm just in another world. And I'm just beaming. And I'm just so excited, you know. And I see him, and he's walking right, like, into me, and I don't see them him. And then I said, oh, I tell him my news of having my own place after, you know, really it's been about 4 years since I've lived on my own and had my own space, and I told him about it a little, and I said, oh, you'll have to come to my housewarming party, and he said, I'll do more than that. I'll prep all the food for you. I'll come the day before and in the morning or whatever is needed. And he's offering to cook.
We're coming to your party.
I know.
So amazing. What are the tears about?
I'm just overjoyed.
What does this mean?
Just all of these things are materializing. And I feel like I've really grown, and now it's just literally materializing in my reality. And that's what the tears are about.
Awesome. So, good for recognizing the evidence. So many of you have these pieces of evidence around and not really realizing that, you know, you are the creator of not just the stuff that shows up that you don't like, but all the good stuff that shows up. You are the root of the cause, which means you are the magician that's constantly creating. I was on a radio show last night, and we were talking about how, you know, most people don't take credit for their creations. They take responsibility when things go bad, of course. It's my fault, and I can't believe I created this. But how about, ooh, I can't believe I created this. I am so awesome. Look at these amazing things I have surrounding me. I mean, you should be tickled pink about every little single piece of evidence that shows up. That you are powerfully
absolutely
creating.
Yeah, absolutely, Gina. I just wanted to let you know that I have gotten more response from that brief little quip that we talked about, taking, you know, the evidence and just the joy that it brings to people, that you made a big impact last night.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah.
That was fine. So good job. I really do get the power behind all that.
Thanks.
So who else is here, and what, how have you been in your power? What have you been noticing about power over the last 2 weeks?
Hello. I haven't been noticing much till, let's say, 2 hours ago. First of all, I wanted to thank you all because you made me understand a bit more what you mean by power, because I am a very linear thinker. You see, for me, power was, okay, you feel always energetic and this and that. I said, oh my goodness, I can't feel this power. Okay, so now it's much clearer. Thank you to all of you for the wonderful synchronicities that I had in my life. I'm now in the mountains on my own for the very first time.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yes, it is. It is. It's exactly what I needed to be, and I am the person I needed to be with most of all. I needed to be with myself, alone with myself. And it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Excellent. Well, listening out there.
I have a question for later.
Okay, you can ask your question now.
Can I? Okay. I feel like I have two parts in me in this moment. One part is ready and waiting for a leap, a big jump in my life and my business, whatever. While the other is just letting me take one step after the other. The second part is stronger, is predominant, and keeps saying, you need to be more confident, you need to do one thing at a time to check if it's true, that you're ready for it. So, I feel like I'm feared apart. I want to follow the one that wants to make the leap, but the other one keeps me here. Help.
Which one feels better? Like, really, which one feels easiest? Let me put it that way.
Easiest is the step-by-step. I'm a bit scared about the other one because I don't know where the leap will take me.
The two places that are operating in you are your higher self and then the old gremlin, the old fear-based thinking. When our higher self leads us and guides us, it's always perfect guidance. And that may look like, oh, I don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know ahead of time, but it feels right in the moment and it feels good. I was coaching someone yesterday who had quite a lot of angst and things going on, and I'm like, okay, let's just put the pause button on. What has your higher self been guiding you to do? Oh, well, this, and that. She knew instantly, and as soon as she said that, she looked like 20 years younger. Mm. Everything was up for her, but as soon as she finished it, she thought, oh, but I can't, you know, and then she went back to the old voice, the old fear-based thinking. So it's really making a choice in the moment about which one are you going to follow. And then these tons of tools, like when the fear hits, listening to the meditations, or these so many tools that we've all gone over that you can step into. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, a lot. Because I don't know what kind of leap is there for me. I know that I have to just let go of all the old thinking and all the old way of being and behaving, embrace this new open stuff. It's very exciting.
Yes. Always when you follow your higher self, it is exciting. You feel fabulous. And often you don't know how it's going to turn out because you're given one step at a time. Sometimes you might be given a vision where you might be able to see the overall picture, but a lot of the time we just get one step at a time. And if we don't take that next step, then we get stuck.
Having this kind of thinking is the leap. A lot of times we think the leap is, oh, we've got to go for something huge, you know, it's
going to
be a challenge and a risk, or I got to play bigger, I got to make my intentions bigger, when really the biggest leap that I can think that anybody can make is to step into trust. That's huge.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Gina. Thank you. You're right. Thank you. Yep.
That's what our class is on today, is trust.
Well, let's get to it. Do it.
All right. You know what I'd love to do instead of the grounding? Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael gave me this cool exercise that's really quick. I call it the fly screen. Does everyone know what a fly screen is with that tiny, tiny little mesh in it?
Kind of like a screen door.
Yeah, a screen door, exactly. And instead of being made out of wire, the mesh is made out of love rays.
Ooh.
And he was saying to me, you know, everyone knows what a water filter system is, where it filters out all the impurities, all the junk, just all the little things that can get into the water system. This is exactly what the screen door is like. It gets rid of all the little impurities, entanglements, cords, anything. So if everyone would stand up and visualize in front of you your big screen door, that's all you need to do. Archangel Michael is taking care of everything else. And now bring into your mind one of the goals that you picked for class. It is bringing to mind a goal that you picked for class that you would absolutely love to accomplish. And you can just think about it in your mind's eye. And now walk through your screen door. We're all going to walk through it together. And just see what you notice. And you can also turn around and walk through it again the other way, knowing that instantly all the junk, any entanglements, anything immediately are dissolved in the screen door. You don't need to do anything with it. The rays of love instantly dissolve it. And you're taking some nice deep breaths as you do this. And you can walk through it as many times as you like. The more you walk through it, the finer it just pulls out the little impurities. I found for me, like, walking through it, like, three times totally cleared everything for me. So what are you guys noticing?
I just noticed that when I walked through it, I was the same on the other side. Like I was still safe because I'm thinking, oh, I'm safe in here on this side of the screen. And then when I walked through the screen, I was still safe there.
Oh, this is great for clearing away any resistances that you may have that come up around, you know, you go or anything else that comes up for life. Did anyone notice any of those becoming lighter? Or did anyone notice that it was a bit hard to walk through the screen at first and it got easier the next time?
That was my experience. As I walked through the screen, it was like part of me went through, the first part went through really easily, the trusting part, and then the resistance in the back, it was almost like my hair was being pulled back, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then as I walked through a few more times, actually I went through about 10 times, quick, so I didn't let my mind get involved. And then afterwards, the colors were much brighter and clearer, and I do feel lighter.
Mm, fantastic. So I got through it, and it got sort of all sticky. It was all sticky, but I got through it on the other side, and then I stayed there. So I have to go back and do it. Yeah, and just know, even if you don't know exactly what it is, you, Archangel Michael is right there assisting everyone. And you can make up anything that works for you to walk through. It doesn't have to be a screen door. That was just an image that was given to me. I noticed when I went through it, I had a lot of resistance on a subject that I went through it yesterday, and like my head moved through it and the rest of my body. It was really, like I had to really force it through, and it was amazing how much stuff just came off. So if anyone needs a real quick cleansing, this is a really fabulous and easy exercise. And you just imagine it like a water purification system. No thinking involved, nothing at all, just walk through it, takes seconds.
I have a question, Bridget.
Sure.
Whenever you do a grounding, you ask everybody to stand up.
Yes.
And what's the purpose behind standing up?
I do it for posture. I mean, you can easily ground sitting down, but your feet need to be flat on the floor. And I find when you stand up,
Your feet are flat on the floor, and also your posture's more erect, because we also ground down into the earth, and we ground up into the heaven, so it's much easier when you're standing up to have that full alignment between earth and heaven.
Okay.
So that's the reason I do that. We'll just know why we're talking. You can easily just drop your grounding cord down through your feet and bringing up that beautiful red earth energy, and also collecting all of your energy anywhere you may have scattered out in the universe, bringing that to a huge big golden sun, and allowing that to just flow down and fill up your body. You want to take away the trust part, Gina?
Sure. Really, trust. It is the secret to the law of attraction. It's what makes the law of attraction work. It's what makes manifestation, any goals, relationships, everything always comes down to trust. And so if you're not in a place of trust, life is going to be very turbulent. You won't feel safe anywhere. And the truth is when it comes to people, you know, the only person you can trust is yourself. And I don't say that as a negative thing. In fact, the person who told me this is somebody that we do trades with coaching for years. And I remember the first time he told me this, I wanted to strangle him. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying that. That is not true. That's so negative. He's like, no, let me explain. And it had me do a double take, but I really believe this to be true now. Because if you trust yourself, then you don't even need to worry about trusting other people. Because you can always trust that you are in control of your vibration and what you manifest and what you draw to you. So it doesn't, that other person that you're in relationship with, even if it's somebody who you see only, you know, infrequently, once a year, but you just sort of know that they're a person who doesn't speak their truth, you can trust that your inner guidance saying, hey, that person's just not speaking the truth. You're always getting signals. So if you trust yourself and your inner guidance, even when it doesn't make sense, we've been talking about that for, you know, 2 months now, it's like following all the little impulses, you will always be secure and in your power and able to manifest anything you want at any point. You are always in control of how you are reacting and how you want to respond. What that also means is the only person that you can trust is you, then that's the only person you have to worry about. What everybody else is doing is none of your business, people. Your children aren't your business. Your husband's not your business. Your boss is not your business. Your clients are not your business. Because all you have to do is take care of your business, and you will make the impact that you want with everybody else. And it won't feel like you're trying so hard. Because you'll just be following that guidance system of yours and paying attention to how you feel and how you want to respond, trusting that they too have their own inner guidance system, so you don't have to worry about theirs. And you won't be in your head using that analytical mind when it comes to what's my next decision, what do I need to say, what do I need to do, because you will be feeling your way through it. You'll say, oh, how does this feel? Which path feels better? Well, they both look kind of good, but the path on the left seems a teeny bit more attractive. Well, then take that one. Just trust it. You don't have to have a good reason why. It just feels better. It's kind of like how some people choose their wines, right? When they don't know about wine, they say, well, I like the label on that bottle, so I'll choose to drink that. Hey, that's fine. That's perfectly okay. So trust really is the center of the universe. Because if you're trusting that where you are is perfect, what does that also bring about? It's what I was saying, you know, it's coming back to love. If you're okay and right here now is perfect, and I really trust that where I'm at is perfect, even if I'm in the what is itis, it's perfect that I'm in the what is itis. It's bringing me more clarity. I'm getting ticked off. I'm going to make some changes in my life. If you can trust that, then you will be in love with every piece of your life, not just the good stuff. And that's what it all comes down to. Because trusting also means that we let go of the action journey and being in control and trying to control. All those feelings that make us feel like we're pushing forward rather than allowing things come to us, like the queens that we are, right? The court and the kingdom comes to us. We don't need to go hunting everything down and strangling it and killing it in the corner. It doesn't work that way. It's too hard. Trust means
I trust that where I'm at, what I'm doing, and who I am is enough in this moment. And like Bridget was saying earlier, each part of the path will be revealed as you go, and sometimes it's only one step at a time. So while you may not see where the path is leading you to, you can trust that the next step will be revealed when you take that step forward. So go ahead and take the step forward. Otherwise, the next part of the plan won't be revealed. I just can't say enough about this. I think it is the big leap. It is the quantum leap in life for most of us. We were trusting when we were born, and then somehow, you know, we let go of that, and it's just coming back to it. There is a point that all of us did feel complete 100% trust. We just did. So it's something that's in you. You don't have to search it out or fight for it, or, you know, it's just about practicing and letting it bubble up rather than going and seeking it. I also wanted to say one thing when it comes to other people. If you're familiar with Eckhart Tolle, he speaks about the pain body. I just envision it like a ball of fire. And it's when you jump into that dance that you do with another person, usually family members or a mate or a business partner, and you feel like you're both pushing because both of you are in fear that you're not going to get what you want, right? So all it takes is one person to step out of that pain body, and as soon as one person does, it only takes one of you, only one, and as soon as you do that, something better can occur. And it takes a lot of trust not to, you know, keep fighting and keep pushing for your point. It's like, you know what, I'm going to step away from this, trusting that I will be able to see better when I step outside. So all of your power is in your now, and the only way that you can be in your now moment is to trust that this moment is okay. Bridget, what do you have to add to that?
Yes, what I wanted to add too is that if you find yourself in those moments of struggle with people, we talked about the third chakra on our last call, our power center. Now you're in a power struggle, and something very simple and easy you can do is just simply move up from your power chakra up into your heart center. That's your heart chakra, and immediately the moment you make that choice with your intention to move from the power chakra up into the heart space, it will immediately change instantly. Just like the person was saying earlier, oh, gosh, I'm in this love space. Everything works from here. Everything's different. It immediately shifts the space, and it happens instantly. So that's something that is quite fun to play with, too.
Do you want to do the level of trust exercise?
Sure. So if everyone takes a nice, beautiful, deep cleansing breath, and imagine right out in front of you is like a little barometer, and it goes from 0 to 10, 10 being as high as it can get, 0 being as low as it can get. First number that comes to you, what is your level of trust? Just allow the first number to come to you. There's no right or wrong, no judging. If it's not a 10, and you would like to increase your trust barometer, and this absolutely works. This is a brilliant exercise that resets your vibration. What you can do is just ask your beautiful inner magician to come in with you, and with the magical wand and your magical fingertips, you just, on the etheric, just turn that dial right around to the number that feels the best for you, and you can do that right now. And then you just ask for that to be realigned and reset, and taking a couple of deep cleansing breaths. And that will start resetting in your vibration, and the vibrational currency that you put out in the universe will be different as well. So it's a lot of these exercises, it happens in seconds. We don't need to think about it or analyze it or think, ooh. It's just simply, okay, universal team, inner magician, this is what I want, boom, it's done. And that's a part of the guidance that's coming through for everyone is with the trust, is to let go of how long things take or how hard they are, knowing that it's done in the moment. That is where the present point of the power is, in the moment. And trusting that it's done. Okay.
Trust, it's synonymous with truth, right? The truth of who we are, the truth of what we feel, how we want to express ourselves. So I was congratulating about, you know, speaking her truth to her mother. See, what happens is, at least for me in my experience, we think that if we go tell somebody else what our truth is, then that will change the way that they are responding to us. You know, we always have this ulterior motive, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go say how I feel so you can change the way that you're being and reacting to me so I can get what I want. Versus, I'm going to speak my truth so that I just feel better. I trust that I'm going to get the outcomes I want in life, regardless of what other people are saying or doing. And I take my actions and I express myself because it feels good to me, regardless of the outcome over there. I'm a big fan of, you know, if you're going to get angry, go big. And I don't mean necessarily get angry with somebody else, but, you know, I personally like to just get it all out. And one of my ways of speaking my truth is screaming it at the top of my lungs in my car with the music blaring. And because for me, I just need to get it out. I don't even need somebody to hear it. I just need to release it. Because when it's in me, it's just chaos in there. And so for me, speaking that truth either on paper or out loud helps. The other person doesn't need to hear it. Because as soon as you clean up your vibration or how you're feeling, things will turn around without even actually communicating your truth. Now, I'm not saying don't go speak your truth to other people. Do. But do it because it will just feel better for you. For some people, it is that truth of, hey, I love you. I had a grandfather who never said I love you until he was, you know, in the last years of his life. And it was his truth. He loved. It was just difficult for him to say. And so speaking that truth was very scary. So if it's okay with you, Bridget, and I see we only have about 15 minutes left, I'd like to take them through a visualization of truth.
Go for it.
Okay. You're all in a place where you can sit down and make yourself comfortable. If you want to lie down, you can lie down. This is going to be an active visualization, so you'll be doing some shifting with your energy while we're doing this. It's called the Spotlight of Truth. Just to begin this unfolding of your truest essence by setting your intention that you're going to release any part of you that is withholding the gift of who you are in this world. Who you really are, all the parts of you, is your truth. That is who you are. It is your perfection. Being able to trust who you are in this world and just bringing all of you to the forefront is very powerful. When I say all of you, it means bringing all the things that you think are great about you, and all the things that you judge yourself or you think, oh, I didn't do that so well, or, oh, I'm really weak at this. You bring it all forward, and it means it's all good. It's all perfection. We're all a blend of so many different aspects, and it's about knowing that that's okay and just letting it all hang out because it serves you. You're in your power when you do that. So just begin to ground yourself in your heart. Breathing in and out. Slowly, just placing your attention on that space in the middle of your chest. And as you breathe into your heart, just feel any tension or walls you've built up begin to soften. And as you begin to relax, you'll just feel as if all stress is literally disappearing, as if you had a magic wand. You've commanded it to be gone. You walked through the screen earlier to purify yourself, and you're just getting any last little crumbs of tension or doubt or fear. You're just literally letting them melt away. And continue breathing in and out. Nice, deep, deliberate breath. And now that the stress is gone, there's a lot more space for your truth to emerge. So just allow your truest desires, preferences that you have in this world, and the expression of who you are, just let it bubble to the surface of your consciousness. Even if you don't even know what that means, let it all bubble up, your authentic self. And as you continue breathing in and out of your heart space, begin to notice that you're becoming more comfortable in your own skin. You're accepting the simple perfection of you in this moment with all of your strengths, your quirks, and any contrast that you have in your life. You're just letting that be perfect. like you've labeled a big billboard over your head that says perfection. And now you're going to deliberately shine some light, high energy, into an area of your life where you want to experience more truth. You want to trust more, experience more joy and ease. So just call to mind a situation or a person where you may not be showing up as your authentic self, or you've been withholding your truth. For some of you, it might be that you're hiding from your own truth of how magnificent you are, or maybe you've been denying a desire. So just whatever comes to your mind's eye first is perfect. Don't analyze what you feel or see, just simply be with it. And as you take several grounding breaths, you're just preparing yourself for a very powerful internal shift. And just relax into this process. And you're going to now transport yourself to a very old stage. The stage has a wooden floor, and it's a small stage. It's in an empty theater, and it feels very safe and intimate. There's no one in here at this moment but you. And you look up on stage, and there are three saloon-style wooden chairs on the stage. And all the chairs are facing each other. It's like a little circle. Now place yourself in one of the chairs, your feet on the ground. And then your situation, or the person that you've been withholding from, is in another chair. And then in the third chair is your inner being, your inner magician. And you'll notice that there's a spotlight shining down from the ceiling on the situation or person right now where you've been withholding. And although it's a really focused beam of light, it's not harsh or hot. In fact, it evokes a feeling of peace and magic into the space. And now ask the situation or person what it's feeling right now about the circumstance. And just receive the answer without judgment. And what you're hearing is the truth from an objective perspective. So the circumstances speaking to you or the person. And as you hear the information, just continue breathing. Whatever you're hearing, just take a moment to process it from a state of acceptance and love. All valuable information. And now that golden light is shifting to your inner being. And as the light shines down on your inner being, you're going to see a gorgeous smile light up the room as your inner being expresses your truth about who you are authentically and your deepest desired outcome about the situation or relationship. Whatever it is that you'd like to experience from this circumstance or this specific goal. And your inner being minces no words, speaks only the truth from this higher plane. Highly vibrating words. And whatever you hear might be one word, it might be several. You instantly feel freer than you have in lifetimes. And the reason why it feels so good, because this is your truth. And when you feel truth, you will always be in your power. Because when you're in your power, you get to experience magic and freedom. And who you are in every moment is your truth. Never anything less than perfection. Can't get it wrong, ever. And now it's your turn to be in the spotlight. It's a very safe place. It's your turn to communicate your truth about the situation or person as you know it. There's no need to edit or judge anything you say. However your words come out, they will serve you. Your truth is being fully received by the occupants in the other chair. And you can feel the expectation of a perfect outcome for this situation right now. You trust yourself. You trust your ability to create your world just the way that you prefer. In fact, this stage is the stage of the universe, and it's designed for you to win. You are always being supported to follow your truth and live in it. And as you begin to trust this process, you're going to see more evidence of a life that really works. And so as you move forward, remember that you can always come back to your truth and trust that it's perfect. And as you do, you're going to experience more bliss on a consistent basis. You know the saying, the truth will set you free. And in order to speak the truth, you must trust that all really is and will be well. So take several more nice, deep, deliberate breaths in and out. And then slowly come back to the call. Knowing that whatever happened within the last few moments has definitely shifted the outcome of this event or the relationship or whatever you were focusing on, even if you have no clear words that came to you, you can expect a shift. The work is being done on your behalf. So welcome back to the call.
Just check in, see how that was for people, what they noticed, what they experienced.
A thousand things I could have done before the call, just before the call. I did exactly what I needed for what was going to happen in the call. It's amazing. I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done now if I hadn't done that other thing before that. It's amazing.
So you trusted your inner guidance and what it told you to do.
Yeah.
Good.
And it will get to a point where, and I understand what you say about the amazement, because I find myself feeling that too, but you'll get to a point, everyone, when you're fully in this place of trust, you'll think, oh, this is normal. This is natural. This is my natural bliss. It will get to a point where you'll have the gratitude that it will feel normal. It will feel very, very normal in this way of being, because it is your natural state.
It's like coming back home.
Yeah.
What else is going on for you out there?
I agree with that. The conversation I had with a girlfriend right before I got on the phone is exactly what came up just in that visualization, and it's synchronistic. It's beautiful.
Coming to think of it, I actually had a great conversation with a girlfriend right before the call where we both spoke our truth, and it was absolutely perfect, too. It's so easy and blissful.
Yes.
in the past, it's like, oh, I got to figure something else out. No, that's it. It's done. That's all we had to do.
And it's always perfect alignment. I always find, too, with other people, if something needs to shift or change, we need to shift a plan or an arrangement, often it's not going to work for the other person either. So sometimes we think, oh, no, but I made a commitment, so I must follow through on that and to be a good friend or have the integrity. But if your inner truth is saying, oh, you know what, I don't know why, but today just doesn't feel like the right day, even though I'd committed to it, then choose to trust that and pick up the phone, and that's what happened to me today, and it wasn't feeling right for me, and with the other person, they're like, you know what, that's even better for me too, it wasn't right for me today either. So always trust, and knowing that it will always be perfect for the other person as well.
Indeed.
I just really appreciated this call and all that's going on, all the shifting that we're all doing, I really feel, and I'm just in such gratitude. You know, I really got a sense of this is, like you were saying, Bridget, you know, it's our natural. It won't be like, I'm amazing, and oh my gosh, you know, when things happen. It's like the natural state of our being. When we're in alignment and connected and coming from love and all of that, and I'm sort of overwhelmed at the feeling. I mean, I just feel like I'm just opening up to that state and on another level, and it's exciting thinking that's a very grounded feeling I get when I think of how yes, this is how it's meant to be. This is a natural state that I'll be living in. Like a common life condition, not just this super, you know, synchronistic thing that happened. I'm just so excited and taken aback. So I'm just in a huge place of gratitude and thank you all. I'll stop talking.
So the focus is obviously going to be on trust. And there's so many layers to this. You could have a focus on this for years. And it is such a fun place to play. So the inquiry that we want you to play in for this coming week is really just how can I increase my trust muscles with whatever you're doing. You know, you could do the little barometer test that Bridget did earlier about just really checking in. What's my trust level with this? You know, whenever you're feeling any tension, and even if you're feeling good about something, if you check in, you can always go farther with trust. So even if it's like, wow, I'm at a 9 or a 10, see if you could, what would happen if you were to increase it even more. So that's where we want you to play this week.
That was just fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I loved hearing from everyone and loved hearing about all the powerful places they're in. So it's like, woohoo! I can only imagine what we're all going to be hearing about next week when we check in. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
All right, bye.